Welcome back to the All Things Football podcast, a weekend of local derbies. Who has the bragging rights? There is plenty of action to look to from the games played on Friday and Saturday across the leagues. Will Watford be looking for a new manager? Unbeaten runs continue across the EFL. And how are things faring still in non-league football for that chance to get into the EFL? I will bring that a little bit later on. But for now, when I come back, it's the Premier League. So let's have a look at the action from Saturday and Friday night in the Premier League. Fair few games that took place. Thankfully, no postponements, touch wood as of yet, because we've still got some games that are coming up on Sunday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to bring those games due to commitments that are already in place for them. So I just wanted to get the episode out for you guys for the week. But we will talk about those fixtures and I'll have a run through really and see what I think will be the results from there. But let's start off with the league leaders. They've extended their runs of 13 unbeaten. No win today for themselves as they were down on the south coast. Southampton 1, Manchester City 1. Next up, two teams that are vowing to get into the top four positions and play Champions League football. 3 unbeaten now for Manchester United as they beat West Ham at home today. A very, very late goal as well from the substitute in Marcus Rashford. Manchester United 1, West Ham United 0. That's two losses now on the bounce for West Ham United. David Moyes, European football is what the fans want more so than none, but probably Champions League football for West Ham would be better for them. We shall see as the season unfolds. Wolverhampton Wanderers extend their 5-game unbeaten run. A game, unfortunately, that was disrupted this afternoon due to a drone that was hovering above the pitch. This game finished a little bit later on. However, Wolverhampton Wanderers picked up all 3 points, extend that run to 5 unbeaten. As for Brentford, unfortunately, that's 4 losses now on the bounce for Thomas Frank and his side. Brentford 1, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2. The early kickoff on Saturday, Aston Villa extended their unbeaten run to 2 games. As for Duncan Ferguson, now in charge of Everton after the sacking of Rafa Benitez. Everton 0, Aston Villa 1. That's 3 losses now on the bounce for Everton. The teams below them are now bringing them into the mix massively, and that's because at Elland Road, Leeds United 0, Newcastle United 1. A fantastic 3 points on the road. Jonjo Salvi with the all-important goal there. 3 unbeaten now for Newcastle United. They are now 18th in the Premier League. Now, Friday night, fantastic game. A game that I want to talk about this very, very, very shortly, because the game was stopped due to a floodlight partially not showing its lights. However, it stopped for a good 15 minutes and the players, the staff, they tried to get Mike Dean to play on because it was visible. You could still see, and eventually they got the game back underway. Probably for Watford and Claudio Ranieri, you're probably thinking maybe it would have been better if that game was stopped, because Watford 0, Norwich City 3. Norwich were absolutely fantastic. 2 games unbeaten now for themselves. They are outside of the relegation zone. Dean Smith, and that turnaround is happening. Dean Smith, I've got a massive thing. You know what? He didn't take a massive break when he left Aston Villa. He's walked into a Norwich City team. None of them are his players. And he's managed to really turn things around for Norwich City. It's early days, but they're outside of the relegation zone. And Newcastle United under Eddie Howe, they're 3 unbeaten as well, as I mentioned. But Watford are now 19th in the league. And yeah, Claudio Ranieri hasn't been confirmed as of yet. I haven't seen anything at the time of the recording of this. But yeah, Watford have a tendency to get rid. I think that would be, when they do get rid of him, I think that would be, they'll be looking for their 7th new manager in 4 years, which is absolutely madness. There's no consistency. And we spoke about this earlier on in the season when Zisco Munoz got sacked for the job. But yeah, Watford, we'll see. We'll see how it is for Watford on that one. In terms of the table then, so Manchester City still lead the way. Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester United in those Champions League spots. West Ham United, Tottenham and Arsenal are in those Europa League and Conference League spots. Wolves, Brighton, Aston Villa make up the top half. Leicester City, Crystal Palace, Southampton, Brentford, Leeds United, Everton, Norwich City, Newcastle United, Watford and Burnley make up the bottom half of the table. In terms of those fixtures that are coming up, Arsenal face off against Burnley at the Emirates, Sellers Park for Crystal Palace as Liverpool come to town, Leicester City and Brighton face off, that little tasty game there, and probably the one that everyone's looking forward to watching is Chelsea versus Tottenham, which is the 4:30 kickoff on Sunday. I think Arsenal, they'll get the 3 points of Burnley. I think Liverpool will be a little bit too strong for Palace. We'll see, because Crystal Palace have got a tendency of just pulling something out of the bag. Leicester and Brighton, I think a point a piece there. We shall see on that one. And I think Chelsea, Tottenham, I think that might be a draw as well. I've not been too impressed with Chelsea as of late. I think Tottenham, after that brilliant comeback against Leicester in the week, they might get the victory themselves, but I'm pulling for a draw there on that game. And that wraps up the Premier League. Who's looking to get into the Premier League from the Championship? Let's find out when I come back with the EFL Championship. The EFL Championship, I don't really know where to start, simply because there's so many different teams that can still fight for those playoff positions. There's still teams that can still get into the automatic spots. And I'm also looking at the teams that have not been in the Premier League for a fair number of years. And we'll see how those guys got on as well. There's some unbeaten runs that have been extended in the league, but unfortunately there are some really, really bad loss runs that are still taking place in the Championship as well. But let's start with the league leaders, Fulham. They are now four unbeaten in the Championship. They headed to the Potteries to face Stoke City, and they picked up all 3 points. Stoke City 2, Fulham 3. That extended run of four unbeaten. Now still scoring plenty of goals. They're running away. For me, Fulham, they're running away with the league. I think there's no real stopping them now. I don't think anyone's going to come close to those. Yeah, they'll lose probably a couple of more games towards the end of the season, but I think Fulham will return back to the Premier League. And as the team looking to return to the Premier League themselves after a couple of years away, and that's down in Dorset, and they're two losses now on the bounce, unfortunately, for AFC Bournemouth, as they had a Hull City side who are now under brand new ownership. So really pleased for the fans and the club that that era has now come to an end. Hopefully things can build for Hull City after a couple of years of demise, really, because they were in League One and things like that. But Bournemouth nil, Hull City one. As for Hull City, that's two games now unbeaten for themselves. Really good run of form as of late. The team in third, Blackburn Rovers, they haven't been in the Premier League since 2012. They face off against Middlesbrough, another side that are looking to return to the Premier League. They've been there a little bit closer though. 2017 was the last time they were in the Premier League. Two great managers, they face off on Monday night. So Blackburn Rovers and Middlesbrough play on Monday night on the telly. Queen's Park Rangers, great run of form at the minute. They extended that to four unbeaten. Coventry City 1, QPR 2. For QPR, it's been a fair number of years as well for themselves. 2015, so what's that, 7 years they've been out of the top flight there. Now, a team that needed some points, more so than none, was West Bromwich Albion. They faced off against Peterborough United, again, another team that needed some points. Unfortunately for Peterborough, that extended a run of lost games to three for yourself. West Bromwich Albion 3, Peterborough United nil. Darryl DK did make his first start. Unfortunately, he had to come off with an injury, so hopefully it's not too bad for him and the team. However, a change of tactics I'm hearing from Valerian Ismail when that happens, and lo and behold, three goals for the Baggies. Maybe a little bit of turn of fortune for the team at the Hawthorns. Game of the day in the Championship. Eight unbeaten now for Huddersfield Town as they travel to Reading. Reading 3, Huddersfield Town 4. Reading are now four losses now on the bounce for themselves. Peterborough United, it's a good thing that Peterborough and Derby and Barnsley have got some points behind them, simply because Reading, you would be in those relegation spots. But eight unbeaten now for Huddersfield Town, who have only been back in the Championship for 3 seasons. Can they make a return to the Premier League for them and the Yorkshire team? Two unbeaten, East Midlands Derby, an all tasty affair as well. Handbags at the ready, because Nottingham Forest, you have the bragging rights. Nottingham Forest 2, Derby County 1. Tom Lawrence got a consolation goal from the penalty spot, and that's where it all kicked off. Pushing and shoving between him and the goalkeeper to try and restart the game as quick as possible. But at the full time whistle, yeah, it was just a mad scuffle and a heated affair, which is what you would expect from any derby game that's played across the country. But all 3 points for Forest as they go two unbeaten in the league. Sheffield United, a team that are also extending their run of form. Two unbeaten now for themselves as they hosted Luton Town, who have actually had a good run of form as well. They beat Bournemouth the other week, which was a great thing for them. But Sheffield United 2, Luton Town nil. Two unbeaten for Blackpool as well, as they hosted Millwall. 1-0 victory for Blackpool. Oliver Burke, he's made a move to Millwall this week on loan from Sheffield United. Very young player. He had so much talent. I'm not too sure what's happened to Oliver Burke, but hopefully it may turn it around for him at Millwall. Swansea City, Preston North End, two teams that are at the wrong end of the table, probably in perspective for themselves. But Swansea, you are in 17th. You are two unbeaten in the league. Preston, you remain in 15th, and that's because Swansea grabbed all 3 points for themselves at the Liberty Stadium. Swansea 1, Preston North End 0. Seven-side derby time. Who got the bragging rights in this game? Bristol City, Cardiff City. One team is in 20th, one team is in 16th. Unfortunately for Cardiff, you're 2-loss now on the bounce as Bristol City grabbed all 3 points. Bristol City 3, Cardiff City 2. And last but not least, back to the West Midlands, Birmingham City in 18th face Barnsley, who are at the bottom of the table. Unfortunately for Barnsley, that loss run still continues. That's 2 losses on the bounce for yourself. Birmingham needed those 3 points. Unfortunately, I think the 3 points are going to be overshadowed because of all the stuff that's going on at the moment. The fans are unhappy with the ownership, which is fair enough, and I'm really pleased to hear that all the protests and things like that have happened that have been peaceful. There's been no real trouble at the time of this recording. I don't think anything else has happened. But Birmingham City, I think that's going to be overshadowed because that's a really big 3 points for Birmingham City. So hopefully that result is highlighted more than what happened during the game today. But Birmingham City 2, Barnsley 1. As for the table, Fulham and Bournemouth still at the top two spots. Blackburn, QPR, West Bromwich Albion and Huddersfield in the playoffs. Middlesbrough, Forest, Stoke, Coventry City and Sheffield United, including Blackpool, are in the top half. Luton Town, Millwall, Preston North End, Bristol City, Swansea City, Birmingham City, Hull City, Cardiff City. All the cities are still congregated at the wrong end of the table there, and Reading in 21st. And then the relegation spot still, Peterborough United, Derby County and Barnsley. As for the teams that don't want to be in League One, let's talk about the teams that are trying to get out of League One. When I come back, over to League One. A full fixture list to run through in EFL League One this weekend, which is really good because we've had a fair few postponements over the last sort of couple of weeks due to COVID and injuries and things like that. But let's get underway with the action. 12 fixtures to go through from EFL League One from the weekend. And let's start with the league leaders. They have extended their unbeaten run now to 10 games. Wigan Athletic 3, Gillingham 2. As for Gillingham, you are now 3 losses on the bounce. You now sit rooted at the bottom of the table, but I've got to say they were 2-0 down. They got it back to 2-2, but Wigan Athletic just shown their form as of late to pick up all 3 points there. Now for the team in second position, 2-1 beaten now for Sunderland as they hosted Portsmouth at the Stadium of Light. Sunderland 1, Portsmouth 0. Fantastic. Again, another great showcase of teams that have been in the top flight of English football, and we've said this over the course of the season, of the teams that are in EFL League One, and we keep getting these fixtures that for some reason shouldn't be a third tier fixture, but they are. But Sunderland walking away again with all 3 points there. Paul Warne, his Rotherham United side, they desperately needed some 3 points on the board, simply because they were running away with the league. They were doing really well, a little bit of dip in form as of late, but they hosted a Cheltenham Town side this weekend and they got all 3 points. A good to get a win on the board, which is fantastic for them. Rotherham United 1, Cheltenham Town 0. Cheltenham Town, that leaves you in 17th position in the league. As for Rotherham, you are in third. Now, two ends of the table, Morecambe and Wycombe Wanderers met at the Globe Arena. Morecambe need the points. They were doing really well at the start of the season, kind of dipped away of form, him and Stephen Robinson and his side. They are in the relegation zone still, 21st position there. Wycombe Wanderers, you were top of the table at the start of the day. You have dropped down to fourth, and that may give you an indication of how the result went. Morecambe 3, Wycombe Wanderers 2, a vital 3 points there for Morecambe down at the foot of the table. Another very similar position, actually, MK Dons, they hosted Doncaster Rovers. Doncaster Rovers, who started the day at the bottom of the league. And as we heard there, Gillingham are now bottom of the table in EFL League One. And what a fantastic 3 points for Gary McSheffrey and his side. MK Dons 0, Doncaster Rovers 1. Leaves you fifth, MK Dons, in the table. As for Doncaster Rovers, you move up one position to 23rd in the league. An all-playoff affair here. Well, two teams that are looking to get into the playoffs, and that was Oxford United and Sheffield Wednesday. Both needed a bit of form as of late. Oxford United dipped away a little bit. Sheffield Wednesday were on a little bit of a run. However, the team in sixth, Oxford United, they picked up all 3 points. Oxford 3, Sheffield Wednesday 2. Now, Plymouth Argyle, they were really doing well under Ryan Lowe at the start of the season. Steven Schumacher has now taken place as Ryan Lowe went to Preston North End. They were top of the league. They were cruising at the time. Unfortunately, they have dipped off as of late, and they are outside of the playoffs now in seventh position as they hosted a Lincoln City side that have done well as of late. They were in the relegation zone themselves. They're now in 16th position. Plymouth Argyle in seventh. The result, Plymouth Argyle 1, Lincoln City 2. That's two losses now for Plymouth Argyle. Ipswich Town, Accrington Stanley faced off at Portman Road. Things doing all right actually for Kieran McKenna and his side. They've climbed now up to ninth in the table. Played an Accrington Stanley side that weren't too far away from him actually in the league, and they had a little bit of a good run of form themselves as of late. But Ipswich Town 2, Accrington Stanley 1. Great 3 points there for Kieran McKenna and his team into ninth position. Now in a good position now to really challenge for those playoff positions. I think the automatic promotion spots are between the three sides that we've spoken about: Wigan, Sunderland, Rotherham. Actually, I'd say Wickham Wanderers as well, probably as well. But great 3 points there for Ipswich Town. Now some teams that are unbeaten. Let's talk about these. Drifting in the middle of the table, Burton Albion. They hosted AFC Wimbledon. They're now four unbeaten in the league. Burton Albion 1, AFC Wimbledon 1. Another team unbeaten, the Giant Killers, headed up to St James's Park to knock out Newcastle United in the third round. They are four unbeaten in the league. Cambridge United 1, Crewe Alexandra 0. Crewe Alexandra, you are still in those relegation spots. AFC Wimbledon, forgot to mention you, new there. You are now you're three unbeaten actually. AFC Wimbledon, three unbeaten actually at the minute. So another good run of form here for AFC Wimbledon as they look to keep their place in League One. Two further sides now. Two unbeaten. Charlton Athletic, they hosted Fleetwood Town. 2-0 victors there for the Addicks over Fleetwood Town there. And another side, two unbeaten themselves, is Bolton Wanderers. Probably the wrong end of the table, these two, Charlton and Bolton and Wanderers, but there they are. Two unbeaten. Shrewsbury Town nil, Bolton Wanderers 1. So a quick recap of the table. Wigan Athletic, Sunderland, they lead the way. In the playoffs, we've got Rotherham United, Wickham Wanderers, MK Dons, Oxford United. 7th through to 12th, we've got Plymouth Argyle, Sheffield Wednesday, Ipswich Town, Portsmouth, Burton Albion and Cambridge United. Accrington, Charlton, Bolton, Lincoln, Cheltenham Town, Shrewsbury Town, AFC Wimbledon and Fleetwood Town. And the bottom four, Morecambe, Crewe, Doncaster and Gillingham. At the minute, those two four teams are at the bottom, but who's looking to replace them? When I come back, it's EFL League Two. A league currently swimming in a load of unbeaten runs as teams vouch for the chance to get into League One and fight for those playoff spots as well. But all importantly, there are two teams who do not want to drop out of the Football League. Let's start at the top end of the table. The team that have extended their unbeaten run to 14 now. Forest Green Rovers, they played Carlisle United, a 3-0 victory for the team that are currently league leaders there. A team now extending their 10-game unbeaten run is Tranmere Rovers, and they faced a John Yen side who were themselves had a bit of an unbeaten run, but Crawley Town nil, Tranmere Rovers won there. A team now that's still buying their trade in League One for the first time in their history, and that's Sutton United. The Giant Killers of recent years from way back, famous victories over some sides there, but they are six unbeaten now in the league as they faced off against third and fourth, Sutton, Northampton Town. Six unbeaten for Sutton, two unbeaten for Northampton Town. You can see where this went. They shared the points there. Sutton United nil, Northampton Town nil. Newport County, they are unbeaten. They extend it to two now unbeaten for themselves. They faced a Scunthorpe United team who now have four losses on the bounce and remain in the relegation zone. Scunthorpe United nil, Newport County one. Swindon Town extend their two unbeaten. Really good run of form as of late. A really great experience for them. A little bit of money coming into their coffers as well after the tie against Manchester City in the league. But who got the bragging rights? Because it was a local derby and it was Swindon Town and Bristol Rovers facing off, and they both shared the points. Bristol Rovers are actually three unbeaten themselves. Swindon Town are two unbeaten in the league, but Swindon Town won, Bristol Rovers won. Mansfield Town, they are seven unbeaten. They have extended that run against a Barrow side that need to find victories. Otherwise, their short stay in League, Football League will come to an end. But Barrow 1, Mansfield Town 3. Great job by Nigel Clough and his team. They're still in the playoffs in seventh position. Exeter City extend their three-game unbeaten run. They travel to the West Midlands to Walsall and they ran out 2-0 victors. Walsall nil, Exeter City two there. Leyton Orient, Port Vale faced off. A draw was all that could be done down at Brisbane Road. Leyton Orient nil, Port Vale nil there. Salford City, they had a little bit of a good run of form as of late. They still remain in 10th position as they faced a Colchester United side that had to have the chairman come out and explain some decisions that have been going on as of late. And they got all 3 points. They needed it because they're in 22nd, are Colchester United. Salford nil, Colchester United three there. Harrogate Town, really poor run of form as of late, and they needed 3 points, probably facing an Oldham Athletic team who are rooted at the bottom of the table. And they themselves had a really good run of form as of late, but they couldn't get the job done here today. Harrogate Town three, Oldham Athletic nil on that one. Rochdale and Bradford City, bit of a mid-table clash here. Bradford City are two unbeaten in the league. As for Rochdale, they needed some points after a bit of a dip in form as of late, but Rochdale nil, Bradford City nil. Now, a team that have gone on a little bit of an unbeaten run, and it looked like it was all doom and gloom down at Stevenage, and they've now extended that unbeaten run that they've had in recent weeks to four. And that's because they headed north, they headed to Hartlepool United for Stevenage, and yeah, they've done really well as of late. Unbeaten, as I mentioned, four unbeaten. They're probably the in-form team at the bottom end of the table in 19th at the moment, and they played Hartlepool United, who themselves are two unbeaten in the league as well. But they shared the points. Hartlepool United won, Stevenage won. Back to the table then. So Forest Green Rovers, Tranmere Rovers, Sutton United, they are in those top three automatic spots. Northampton, Newport, Swindon and Mansfield Town in the playoffs. Exeter City, Port Vale, Salford City, Harrogate and Bradford make up the top end of the table. Leyton Orient, Crawley Town, Bristol Rovers, Hartlepool United, Walsall, Rochdale, Stevenage, Carlisle United, Barrow and Colchester United remain in the bottom half. As for Scunthorpe United and Oldham Athletic, you remain in those bottom two spots. Who's going to replace those two in from non-league? Let's find out with the non-league roundup when I come back. My favourite part of the All Things Football podcast, and that's bringing you the non-league roundup. We look at the top seven teams in the National League Premier, the North and the South, and we'll also look at the teams that are vying to get into the North and South from the leagues below. But I want to start in the National League Premier this week, and the team outside of the top seven, and that's Maidenhead United. And the reason I say that is because they are currently on a four-game unbeaten run. They are currently 19th in National League Premier. However, they're doing really great, and here's the reason why. Today, they beat FC Halifax Town, who were the league leaders. So Maidenhead United won, FC Halifax Town nil. Earlier on in the week, they faced the league leaders, and that was Chesterfield. Maidenhead United 3, Chesterfield 2. Before that, they got picked up a good point against Aldershot Town, who they needed to really, because those types of teams are in the mix around them. But before that, they played Bromley, who are also in the top seven, and they're currently on an unbeaten run themselves, but with a victory there. So three sides Maidenhead United have beaten in the last sort of couple of weeks, and I just wanted to give them a mention because not normally would a team like Maidenhead United get a mention here, because we do only cover the top seven sides. But a special mention there to Maidenhead United, who are four unbeaten now in National League Premier. So starting off with the league leaders, then we have new league leaders in Chesterfield. They hosted Aldershot Town today. Aldershot Town are in 17th position, and it was a point apiece for the two sides. Chesterfield top of the table with a nil-nil draw today at home. Now, a side that have only just finished their game, and that was Stockport County. They travelled to Dagenham and Redbridge, both vying to really do well and try and gain promotion back to the Football League. It's been some time for Stockport County. I think it's actually been some time for Dagenham as well. Yeah, 2016, I think Dagenham were relegated. As for Stockport County, it's been a good 11 years now, potentially 12 for Stockport County. So both sides looking to get back into the Football League. But an away victory, nevertheless. Five unbeaten now for Stockport County. Dagenham nil, Stockport County 2. A side that we've just mentioned, two unbeaten now in the league, they sit in fourth, and that's Bromley. They faced a team that's only just returned to the National League Premier. That's Grimsby Town. Grimsby 1, Bromley 2. Remember, Bromley are one of those sides that have never graced the Football League. So it's really great to see them, but it's also great to see Boreham Wood, who have also never graced the Football League. They picked up a point today at home to Weymouth. They are 9 unbeaten in the league. They are looking forward to their fourth round tie in the FA Cup in a couple of weeks' time as well, but 9 unbeaten for them in fifth, and that's Boreham Wood. Yeovil Town and Wrexham, two teams that have been in the Football League in the past. 2019, Yeovil, Wrexham, God, it's been what, 2008 for themselves. They picked up all 3 points on the road. Wrexham are in sixth position. Yeovil 1, Wrexham 2. Now, the team that was supposed to play on Friday night in seventh position were Notts County. The reason that was moved is obviously due to the East Midlands Derby being played between Forest and Derby. Unfortunately, that game was postponed due to an outbreak of COVID in the Barnet squad. So Notts County and Barnet were unable to play, but they do remain in seventh position. But while I'm here, I will finish off the results. Solihull Moors 5, Dover Athletic 0, Altrincham 1, Torquay United 2, Woking 2, Wealdstone 0, and Southend United 2, King's Lynn Town 1 as well. So those top seven positions again: Chesterfield, FC Halifax Town, Stockport County, Bromley, Boreham Wood, Wrexham, and Notts County. And the teams looking not to drop out are Weymouth, King's Lynn Town, and Dover Athletic. Over to the north. Gateshead 3, Leamington 1, Brackley Town 0, Chorley 0, AFC Fylde 2, Guiseley 1, Kidderminster Harriers, the Cup Heroes 3, York City 0, Gloucester City 0, Southport 1, and Curzon Ashton 4, Chester 3. So some unbeaten runs there. Four unbeaten for the league leaders, Gateshead in first position. Second is Brackley Town. They are 3 unbeaten in the league. AFC Fylde in third. They are 3 unbeaten in the league. Kidderminster Harriers in fourth. Chorley, they are now 8 unbeaten in the league. Southport in sixth. They are 13 unbeaten. There was lo weren't looking good for Southport at the start of the season. They were really at the bottom end of the table, but the 13 unbeaten now for themselves. Really great run of form. And seventh are Curzon Ashton in the National League North. Over to the National League South. We've got Dorking Wanderers. They are still scoring goals, building up a little bit of a lead as well. 8 unbeaten, 5 more goals for themselves today. Dorking Wanderers 5, Ebbsfleet United 1. Actually, that's a great victory in terms of scoring 5 against Ebbsfleet isn't something that you do every week. They're a side in third position currently in National League South. Maidstone United, they're 9 unbeaten. A 0-0 draw today for them at St Albans City. Oxford City are in fourth, a 1-0 victory for them over Welling United. Dartford, a 2-2 draw at home to Hampton and Richmond. Dartford are 2 unbeaten now in the league. Dulwich Hamlet in sixth, they picked up a 4-1 victory over Concord Rangers. And Hungerford Town are back in the playoffs positions in seventh. They picked up a 2-1 victory over Chelmsford City there. Now to the teams vying to get into the North and South. Northern Premier, there's no change really, I'm not going to lie to you. Northern Premier still Matlock Town. Southern League, Premier Central, Banbury United. They actually lost today in the league, but they are still top of the league. They've got a fair, they're about 10, 15 points ahead in the league. My local league side, Nuneaton Borough, they're out of the relegation zone, which is fantastic. Two games unbeaten for them now. They're in 18th position. They travelled to Lowestoft Town today with a 3-0 victory there for Nuneaton Borough. Southern League Premier South, Farnborough still lead the way, and in the Isthmian League Premier, Worthing still lead the way there. So some teams still vying away. Unfortunately for Billericay Town, I forgot to mention in the National League South, Billericay Town, you have dropped back to the bottom of the league. A couple of games in hand actually for Braintree Town there as well. Fantastic stuff. That's the non-league roundup. When I come back, it'll be time to end the show. And there we go, another episode completed. A great weekend for bragging rights in local derbies, Nottingham Forest and Bristol City there. A fair few derbies going across on Sunday as well, so keep an eye out there and good luck to your teams there. As for Manchester City, Fulham, Wigan Athletic, Forest Green Rovers and Chesterfield, they are still top of their leagues. Will they become champions? We shall see as the season comes to a close. Now, to make life that more easier for you, we have chosen to do one link on our social media posts for you to make life just that bit more easier, as I said. All you got to do is click it. It will take you to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or your chosen platform that you use on your wherever you listen to your music or podcast. So we can do that. But you can follow us on social media. On Twitter, it's ATF on Anchor, and on Facebook, it is the All Things Football Podcasts. Until next week, my name's been Dan, and this has been the All Things Football Podcast.